Well, the NFL never stops in its research into its market, into who its fans are and how they can better serve those fans. And there's an effort recently by the NFL's Diversity and Inclusion Department to figure out what female fans are looking for when they come to the game. On the line with us right now is Dr. C. Keith Harrison. He is Associate Professor at the University of Central Florida, and he is the Principal Investigator and Lead Researcher for the paper submitted to the NFL, examining the NFL game day experience of female spectators. Dr. Harrison, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show with us tonight.
John, it's an honor and a privilege. And hello out there, Bills Nation.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Hey, I got it. Here's a little anecdote I want to tell you. I was in the supermarket a week or so ago, and a woman, you know, probably my age, middle age, I guess, came up to me and said, "I listen to your show every night." And I have to say, Dr. Harrison, it kind of surprised me. When we do this show, I never think about women listening to the show. I guess I should think again about that, huh?
Absolutely. And I'll roll through some stats why we should all respect and embrace them and be inclusive. Women in an average American household, according to a study by Harvard and Bridget Brennan's book, excellent book, Why She Buys, shows us the fact that 85% of disposable income decisions are made by women in the household. The second thing is two other stats. Around late 2000s, it was found that 45% of Super Bowl watchers were women. And then recently, the last year or two, the NFL released a stat that 51% of live action attendees are the female population. So I had the great opportunity, you know, fittingly or full circle, working with Troy Vincent at the NFL the last 2 years on a myriad of projects, and this is one of them.
So you're sure, we saw Troy a couple of weeks ago at the owners' meeting. You're telling me 51% of the overall NFL in-stadium attendance is women?
Approximately, that's wow. What they released,
That surprises me, Dr. Harrison. Does that surprise you?
No, I've been collecting data the last 2 years with the female population, and when people, you know, the women, quite naturally, as you connect with them in terms of our passions for sport and research and their identity at games, they would ask me about that 45% stat, and I could just tell from being a researcher after 22 years, yeah, I thought it was closer to 50, and when they released the stat, it actually confirmed what I thought. The women we surveyed were over 5 different games, 2 on the West Coast, 3 in the state of Florida, and I can give you the major findings. They're very interesting.
Yeah, I want to hear that, but do you have any idea how that 51% figure might compare to other sports, other professional sports?
Absolutely, because I'm studying the female demographic in those sports. NASCAR is 40% women. Major League Baseball is 40%. NBA is between 35 and 40. The X factor, and I'm attending UFC this weekend at Amway Arena in Orlando, and my students are collecting data at some of the local restaurants for those that watch it. UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship, John, is almost at 50% already, and the sport's only been around 20 years.
Wow. That surprises me, though. I got to say that. And let me ask you this. In your study, and I've looked over it quickly, you talk about female spectators and influencers. I guess I'm not familiar with that particular term. What do you mean by an influencer?
Influencer goes back to the stat of who makes the income decision.
Okay.
So if you think about it, if you target the women, they're buying for the dad, they're buying for the significant other, they're buying for themselves, and they're buying for the kids. So there's a trifecta of why you want to approach them beyond their own needs. And the four major findings, Bills Nation out there, that we found is, one, women want healthier foods, gluten-free, salads, fresh foods. Two, women want a variety of apparel options. V-necks, you know, you can't just shrink it and pink it. Three, they want an environment that's healthy for their kids. That was the ideology that a woman, going back to major finding two, is, you know, a guy's small or medium was a woman's shirt.
Yeah.
So we have to move away from that. And then a really interesting finding under hygiene, I'll put it, is we found that the bathrooms weren't clean, and it actually led to a partnership between a hand sanitizer company and a couple of the teams, college and pro, that I've been helping with this, all because research and analytics drove innovation and new business development.
Wow. All right, let's break down some of these things. You started with the food and beverage, and your survey showed that I don't know what this means either. Fun. 34% of the women surveyed mentioned fun as the reason that what would influence their decision in food and beverage. What do they mean by that?
Sure. What they meant when they go there, they want to have a good time. And I know from doing some of the one-on-one interviews, John, that they would like healthier foods, but they know that when you go to a game, that's going to be a time that we all, hey, we're going to eat that fried food. We're going to have, you know, less than what our normal healthier routine might be. So they just want to have fun. So for me, how I interpret it from the day to end, from talking to the women, is, yeah, that means they're going to have fun and eat and be less conscious of their calories.
Got it. Apparel. I love your phrase, shrink it and pink it, doesn't work anymore. Women are looking for a specific women's clothing with NFL-branded logos on them, et cetera?
Sure. One of my close friends, she graduated from the University of Florida. She's a Gator fan. She's early 30s. And she really anecdotally just opened my eyes watching her at Gator games and what she wears. And she actually helped me understand, if you observe women at any athletic event, high school, college, or pro, semi-pro, all the fans can go out and do this experiment, you're going to see a group of women. They won't have jerseys. They might not have the big numbers on the chest, but what they will have is the subtle colors of that team. So I guarantee you at the Bills games, there's women that wear blouses that are the Bills colors, but they won't have Bills anywhere on it. And that's something that the teams and outfitters need to direct their attention more. Women want to be able to have that color and wear it to the dinner, to the club afterwards.
Interesting. Your findings on restrooms and cleanliness, I have to say, that can't be just limited to women. I mean, who wouldn't want cleaner restrooms, right? Male, female, right?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, John, we're on the air. I won't get into it too in-depth, but there are realities of porta-potties that are not clean enough. I would say guys are a little bit more flexible.
Okay.
That's the best way to say it. The women, I've had women tell me they'll hold it rather than go to a nasty bathroom.
Yeah.
And for me, John, I want to say this to every female fan and male fan out there. We can't have events in the 21st century where women are saying they won't use the bathroom because it's not clean enough.
Yeah. You had some interesting findings, I thought, on tailgating, the tailgating experience. And this is a big tailgate part here in Orchard Park, New York. And the tailgating experience for women, that speaks to them as well, right?
Yes. I think overall it speaks to them. I think it's, you know, we've evolved from Title IX. Women are growing up not just co-viewers. Yeah, their dads have influenced them. But, hey, we have flag football. We have tackle football for women. And women are just passionate fans. It's really a nuanced deal because you got to pay attention to Bridget Brennan's quote in the book, Why She Buys. She says, women are females first and consumers second. So what that means is you got to pay attention to how they might consume in this environment and how they might influence others for their purchasing habits. But at the same time, they're just fans. So it's a real sweet spot that you can't put them in a box that they're a woman fan, but at the same time you can't ignore that they're a fan that's a woman.
Yeah, in the report, Dr. Harrison, you told a story of how, I guess it kind of surprised you, you had an encounter with a woman who talked about buying Madden. I mean, talk about an influencer. She was a purchaser, right? Tell that story for us.
Absolutely. Yes, EA Sports launched the 25th anniversary of the Madden event, and there weren't many women at the game, only 18% of gamers are women, 82% are men, and I just started talking to this particular woman. She had three of her sons with her there for the launch of the Madden game, and she says, yeah, you know, I'm going to make the decision of if they get Madden or not, and it was just powerful because women were not targeted for that event. It was all high school males that were going to sprint and take a picture with Barry Sanders afterwards.
Hey, Dr. Harrison, tell me about the decision to go to an NFL game. Your survey is conducted among women who are at the game. But do women in the population, are they the ones who buy the tickets, say, hey, we're going to the Bills game against the Jets this Sunday?
Great question. And I actually, Bills Nation out there, I hope to get out to your event, one event, so I can learn the specific nuances. I mean, we can only generalize so much from team to team.
Right.
But, yes, women are making the purchases, particularly online, if they're bought in that capacity. If they are season ticket holders, it varies more. We have, you know, we have research that speaks to that from other studies. But what you're saying, we need more research on, because I think that varies from household to household.
Your number said what? About 22% of women indicated that they go to games with their husbands, right?
Absolutely, yep, just under 25%.
And I thought this number was interesting. 21% of participants, women participants, did not feel valued with respect to their game day experiences. That's That's a fifth of the NFL audience in game who don't like their game day experience or don't feel like they're appreciated, I guess.
Yeah, and we need to do much better with that. Some of that dealt with, John, the objectification. I mean, we know, I mean, they're going to be cheerleaders, they're going to be scantily clad, and, you know, some of those things, I mean, there's female calendars. I just think some of the women are questioning, based on the data, the way I interpret it, they're questioning the cultural message of the event.
Yeah, what about that? Did you deal with that at all, Dr. Harrison? That's a valid complaint, I would think.
Yeah, well, with that is, it historically has been a male-dominated sport. I mean, you know, we've assumed that, I mean, think about it. We've just shifted in the last few years. I think everyone out there remembers the commercials where you wake up on a Saturday, the wife comes downstairs, and the guy, you know, her husband or partner is mad. He's got to turn the channel from ESPN. Well, now I would argue half the people out there are a significant amount. The guy might wake up, come downstairs, and this woman already has on the game. And yeah, she's saying, hey, what are we going to eat and snack on and drink while we watch the NFL or college football?
Yeah.
That's where we've evolved.
Dr. Harrison, your survey dealt with in-stadium attendance. What, if anything, do we know about, you know, the other NFL fans, those watching on TV, following during the offseason, et cetera?
Let everyone know, and it'll be dictated when Troy is ready, Vincent is ready to release it, because we have a series of studies in the hopper and the queue, is we collected data during the AFC and NFC championships of the AFC NFC championships at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Orlando, and we're going through those data right now. Very interesting to see who's coming to Buffalo Wild Wings. There was a whole section of women in line going out the door who had jerseys on of the teams in the championships who said, hey, I just come here to order and then take it back home. So we don't know a lot about women's viewing habits, particularly, as you just brought up, away from the game. That's a whole other area I'm just getting into.
In your remarks, the executive summary of the report, Dr. Harrison, you talk about how this study that you've completed and submitted is a foundational report for future investigation. What do you think the NFL has in mind?
I think looking at how women view games at pubs, I think how women view games in households, I think, you know, we always talk about the man cave. Well, what about the woman cave and the women that are building content and that are building up their rituals of how they consume the NFL? And we need to look at other locations. I mean, I need to visit Buffalo. I need to visit, you know, I did visit the San Diego Chargers, but I just observed that day. You know, I need to make my way to all the NFL teams, all 32, to really, you know, just have even more concrete evidence. But we found out a lot, and reports being well received.
Was there any one thing that surprised you the most?
Yes, it's that the assumption I had a hunch when people say, "Why is the women's bathroom more crowded?" I think most people would guess it's because of a lack of stalls, but it wasn't. It was a lack of mirrors. And what I think that speaks to, John, is we don't know things about women and how they consume and influence and experience sport because we haven't asked them.
Well, that's what the survey is all about. We should mention, Dr. Harrison, that your report is available to anyone, right, on the website, NFLPlayerEngagement.com.
Yes,
anybody can read this if they want to, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have another one out. Women's knowledge of the game is something in the hopper. And we have data on women of color, Latinos and African Americans, and we're just going to keep it going across all the different sports, from golf to Ultimate Fighting Championship to hockey, NBA D League. We have some of that data, and I'm learning a lot as a former college football player that played center. Never thought I'd be researching women that love football.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff, Dr. Harrison. Thank you very much for doing the work, and thank you very much for coming on the show tonight and talking with us about it. We may have to get back in touch with you as you continue to go through these reports.
I look forward to finally making it up to Bills land. Thank y'all so much.
Come up to a game, absolutely. That's Dr. C. Keith Harrison. He is an associate professor at the University of Central Florida, and he is the principal investigator and lead researcher for this report, examining the NFL game day experiences of female spectators. You can read it, too. It's at NFLPlayerEngagement, one word, .com. NFLPlayerEngagement.com.